Discover beauty and freedom on the French side of Geneva. Discover the Pays de Gex.
Welcome to the Pays de Gex. I'm Mel, a local cheese enthusiast and your guide for the next minute. As you might have guessed, this week we're talking about the one and only Bleu de Gex. This cheese is iconic and easily recognizable thanks to the name Gex stamped on each wheel and has been around in some form since the 13th century. From color to odor to the mouth-watering taste, the Bleu de Gex is dense and creamy and a little milder and younger than other blue cheeses. Bleu de Gex is made in a total of only 4 cheeseries. I mean fromagerie, but translating that to cheese factory makes it sound like it's run by Oompa Loompas in a mega mall. The closest cheesery is the Chaiserie Fouran Abbey, which you can visit. And yes, they have a shop, so you can take back a few kilos of souvenirs. Though, if you've got friends visiting from the USA, remind them that unpasteurized cheeses are illegal on US territory, so they better just leave it with you. Hey Charlotte, how do you prefer to eat your Bleu de Gex?
On a baguette with butter on the top of the Col de la Fosse, overlooking Lake Geneva and the Mont Blanc, with a delicious wed from the Domaine de Mucelles. What else?
That was Charlotte from the Office du Tourisme of the Pays de Gex. If you want to get in touch or listen to this podcast again, go to worldradio.ch/PDGMinute and follow along on social media at World Radio Switzerland and Pays de Gex Tourisme with the hashtag PDGMinute. Thank you for spending a minute in the Pays de Gex with us. À la prochaine.
From the shores of Lake Geneva to the Jura Mountains, discover the Pays de Gex. Visit paysdegex-montjura.com.